A quick return now to the Rio Games. We heard a lot about the water quality before the Olympics got started, how the place where some of the races would be held was polluted and filled with sewage. There were fears the athletes would come down with skin diseases and stomach ailments. Rowers and sailors were especially concerned. So what's it actually been like? I asked Andrew Campbell about it. He's an Olympic rower who competed in the men's lightweight double sculls for Team USA.
The water quality was not a problem at all, as it turns out. The regatta organizers took water quality measurements every single day of training and competition and found that levels of E. coli and other harmful bacteria were like well below the thresholds that were considered harmful. Not a single rower on Team USA got sick, and I don't know of any rower that got sick from the other teams, from a sickness at least related to the water.
I saw a picture of you from several years ago training in the Charles River here in Boston. How does rowing in Rio compare to the Charles River?
Actually, training on the Charles was great preparation for rowing on the Lagoa here in Rio. Sometimes rowing courses are man-made where they're just a dugout, 2K long, 6-lane wide, perfectly rectangular body of water that's very protected from the wind. But in this case, this is a natural lake, so it's got kind of open sides, and that can mean that when the wind kicks up, the course can get a little bit rougher. And so I think that training on the Charles River Basin, which is very open and is windy all the time, was great preparation for competing down here in Rio.
Now, you placed fifth in the finals in Rio. Are you happy with the time you got?
We are really happy with our result. Yeah, it's the best ever finish for the United States in our event. Our goal for the 2 years leading up to the Olympics has been to make the A final. So in rowing, six boats race at a time, and there's a number of preliminary races to make it into that final six that race for a medal. And the U.S. had never before made it into that that A final, that final six. And so our goal for the last 2 years has really all been about making it into that final to show that we have a place among the best. And so I'm very pleased. It's a great first showing for us.
Speaking of practicing a lot and being strong, you've spent many years of your own life preparing for these games. I know you even dropped out of Harvard at one point to prepare for the 2012 games, which you just missed. Has it been worth it?
It has been worth it, yeah. I feel like I've learned so much about myself as a person and what it means to like fully dedicate yourself to something through this process. And so I'm incredibly grateful for having gone through it all.
So any final thoughts on Rio? Has it been treating you well?
Rio has been amazing. I've really gotten to start enjoying it after racing has ended. And so the people are incredibly welcoming. Food is great. We went to the beach the other day, so it really is kind of a paradise and a great venue for the Olympics, I got to say.
Olympic rower Andrew Campbell, he finished fifth in the men's lightweight double sculls for Team USA in Rio. Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks for having me on. This has been fun.